So now he's talking, telling us the difference between Sankhya and Yoga. So Bhagwan is bringing a new topic here. Remember Arjuna's question he asked? Karma Yoga and Karma Sannyas, which one is superior? So Bhagwan says they are sequential. Karma Sannyas is superior to Karma Yoga. But there is a slight hitch in that. So verse number 4. Sankhya yogau prithak balaha. Pravadanti na panditaha. Ekam apyasthita samyak. Ubhayorvindate phalam. Sankhya yogau prithak balaha pravadanti na panditaha ekam apyasthita samyak ubhayor vindate phalam. So Bhagavan is introducing a new term called Sankhya, which we had studied in the second chapter, which is called Sankhya Yoga. We'll talk about that. So Sankhya and Yoga, these two, Yoga, that means these two, Prithak Balaha, Pravadanti. Children say that Sankhya and Yoga are separate. Na Panditaha, wise people do not say that. That Sankhya and Yoga are separate. Ekam api asthita samyak. Samyak means balanced. Completely asthita, stationed in even one. Even if you do one, either you do karma yoga, do karma sannyas, or sankhya yoga, practice any of these. Ekam api asthita samyak. Here he is removing karma sannyas. He is going from karma yoga to sankhya. We'll talk about that. Ubhayor bindate phalam. Even if you practice one correctly, you will get the benefit of both. So now what is this word Sankhya? Remember Arjuna had asked Karma Yoga and Karma Sannyas, giving up karma. Where did Sankhya come in? So Bhagavan has already explained Sankhya in the second chapter. Sankhya means knowledge. Now Sankhya is a very technical word. And Kapil Muni, actually there are six schools of philosophy which are mentioned, and one of them is Sankhya, which was popularized by Kapil Muni. Now, there Kapil Muni talks about Sankhya as being two independent entities, Purush and Prakriti, matter and energy. Now, Vedanta says that energy or the spirit or energy is the supreme and matter is a creation of spirit. Matter appears. But Kapil Muni, in his teachings, he talked about two independent, Purush and Prakriti, spirit and matter. But Vedanta disagrees with that, where they say that spirit alone is the supreme. Now that same word Sankhya is used in Sankhya. Sankhya means counting. You know, in all Indian languages, Sankhya means counting, ek, do, teen, char. So when they use the word Sankhya for philosophy, what they mean is Sankhya means counting, means systematic study of knowledge. So the Bhagavad Gita is a very systematic study of the philosophy of life. That's why they say Sankhya, systematic, 1, 2, 3, 4. And ultimately, the highest goal of the Bhagavad Gita is the Sankhya, is the knowledge. Which is knowledge is that I am the Atma, I am the consciousness, and this body, mind and intellect are my equipment. Again and again we hammer that point because we understand it very clearly in this classroom. But when we go out and start dealing with the world, then immediately some physical sorrow comes, some emotional sorrow comes, our mind gets disturbed. So one has to remind oneself that I am this Atma. And I am functioning in the world and the world will give me problems. Like that, you know, football player. But I have always to keep my goal in of the higher. And Bhagwan says, ekam api asthita samyak, whatever you are doing, do it 100%. Do not do half-hearted. If I am going to do karma yoga, be 100% karma yogi. And do the best of your ability. If you are going to become a sannyasi, detached, then okay. Then if that is my goal in life, where I want to put on orange clothes, I want to get this knowledge, and I want to reach the highest goal, then do that strongly. Do that 100%. Do it with full effort. Because half-hearted effort, in the world, you never succeed. You know, we even tell our children, if you want to go to medical school, be 100% sure that's what you want to do and put all your effort, whether you want to become a lawyer or an engineer, even as a housewife. You know, put in all your effort to be the best housewife you can be, the best mother I can be, the best father I can be. So whatever role you are taking on in life, do it 100% or don't do it. Either do it 100%, it's half-hearted efforts never gain success. So that's what Bhagwan is saying. Ekam api asthita samyak ubhayor vindate phalam. You will get the fruit of both. How? We'll understand that. Because in life, we have many ashrayas. We have many supports. Our first support is, you know, if I have enough money, I'm comfortable. My house, if I have a nice house, I'm comfortable. If I have a lot of friends, I am comfortable. If I have my family, I am comfortable. If I have, so my position, my job. So we have many ashrayas, many supports. And if one of those support goes, we become very depressed. If I lose my job or my money goes down or something happens to my house, it, you know, maybe there's a fire or a, and we become so devastated. Why? Because out of these 5, 6, 7 ashrayas, one ashraya was lost, one support I lost. But if my ashraya is Bhagwan, will that ever go? No, that is always with me, ever eternal. So they say, make ek ashraya, Bhagwan, you are my only support. You know, mere to giridhar gopal, dusra na koi, you know, jaake sar mor mukut, mero pati soi. So like Mirabai, said, my only ashraya is Bhagwan Shri Krishna. For me, nothing else is as important. So when you have that one goal and one goal alone in life, that is my goal. Yes, I continue to do my work, but do it with the Lord in mind. And once you have the right knowledge that who am I, why am I working, what is my purpose of working, right knowledge is very important. Whatever situation you are in, you must know what you are dealing with. So using the Bhagavad Gita as the source of knowledge, and Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda Ji's commentary you all have, that knowledge will carry you. Talking about right knowledge and how one should act in the world, so this man was walking on the beach and he found an old lamp and he rubbed it, cleaned it, he was trying to clean, and out came a genie. As always happens, you know, when you rub an old lamp, the genies come out. So this genie came and he said, you know what, you have rubbed the lamp, so I can give you 3 wishes. You can have 3, anything you want. He's very happy. 3 wishes? Yes, anything. He said, okay. And he loved to drink beer. So he said, I want this bottomless mug of beer, which will never end. So genie said, shh, here it appears, this mug of beer. And he drinks it and immediately it fills again. He drinks it second time, it fills again. So, wow, this is a great gift. I can have as much beer anytime I want, any day. He says, yes, as much as you want. Now, how about the other 2 wishes you want? He said, you know what? Give me 2 more of these. So, you should know what is your goal in life. What do you want from life? You know, we get so focused on these small, small things that we forget that there is a higher goal, a higher... He could have asked for anything. But he was so focused on that. He said, so that is the point of this knowledge, is that you do not only stay at the level of I and my and just me and my family, but slowly evolve. And life has to be lived in sequence. As we said, selfish action to unselfish actions, to giving up actions, to finally living as me, I am that. So that is called karma, karma yoga, karma sannyas, and then Sankhya, which is the highest goal, the highest philosophy. And in our Upanishads, they talk about two kinds of knowledge, paravidya and aparavidya. Para is the highest knowledge, which we call as the knowledge of Sankhya. And in this, the teacher tells us, who am I? Tattva Masid, you are that. And why am I on this earth? Why do I have this human body, mind and intellect? And they tell us that while I am working, but I should never forget my highest goal, that I am this Atma, this consciousness. And the goal of life is self-realization. The other day I met somebody in the gym. And he told me, I'm about to retire. So I said, good, that's very good. So what are you planning to do? He said, I'm going to have fun. I said, what? Going to come to the gym every day and have a good time. I said, that's it? Yeah, that's it. And I was going to ask him. I didn't ask him. I was so tempted. I said, how about spiritual goal? Nothing. People have no idea that there is anything called, self-realization, God. His idea was, after retirement, I'm going to go to the gym every day and have a wonderful time. That's not a goal. He's only 60 years old. He's living for another 20, 30 years. And is that all your goal in life? I wanted to talk to him, but then I said, why should I start giving a lecture in the gym? I do on Sunday, that is enough. So I just kept quiet. I said, but I was amazed, and people, I don't know, to me it's a total waste of your life. That's all you, after retirement, you're going to do is go to the gym and enjoy life. Really, there's so much more we can accomplish. At least he could have said, okay, I'll go and volunteer or serve or help. Nothing. So that's what this is, paravidya and aparavidya. Aparavidya means not higher, means the lower. So Bhagavad Gita tells us about both. First it starts with, Bhagavan says, what is your worldly duties? How to perform your worldly duties to the best of your ability. And then it takes us to the para, which is the highest. And so the first 5 or 6 verses talk about me and talk about how slowly he's evolving from karma yoga to karma sannyas. And then in the 6th chapter, meditation. And then 7th to 12th chapters talk about God. So that's what this knowledge, that's how. So it is, when we are studying the Gita, one has to have that clear focus that where am I headed? Why am I studying? So that is why again and again we are reminding, so that your goal is very clear. Why am I studying the Bhagavad Gita? So that's what he says, that to think that these are separate is a childish. It's like somebody is doing bachelor's in psychology, another one is doing master's, another one is doing PhD. Are they doing the same thing or different? Same thing, right? But it's just the level of evolution. Yes, all three are studying psychology. One is studying bachelor's, one is studying master's. It appears they are separate, but actually the goal of all three is one, to become a psychologist and practice. So similarly, karma yoga, karma sannyas and sankhya are levels of evolution. And Bhagavan will continue that in the 5th verse.